This is an exact replica of a steam locomotive that was in service across Iowa early in the last century. Bern Ketchum from Rowan builds trains at 1/8 scale. The engine burns coal just like the originals. He's about to install seats in a wooden passenger car.
So those wood cars were known, if they were in a crash, to telescope, which would do really bad things to anybody in the seats.
Bern comes from a railroading family, and a prized possession is this late 1930s recording of his father telegraphing train orders from Clear Lake Junction on the Chicago Great Western. In 1910, the telegraph spread news of a terrible accident on the same railroad near Green Mountain, involving a train similar to Bern Ketchum's model. A dozen cars were being pulled from Marshalltown to Waterloo when the engine derailed. Some passengers were riding in old wooden coaches and others in steel Pullman cars.
This photograph here shows a heavy Pullman car and how it telescoped through one of these wooden coaches. At one time, it was reported that were 3,000 to 5,000 spectators just watching what had happened at the accident.
David Shear is an historian in nearby Marshalltown, where the passengers were brought.
Immediately, a relief train was dispatched, but also doctors went in automobiles to the site. Horses were literally run to death transporting the injured. There were not enough stretchers and beds to go around, and so the local lumberyard supplied screen doors to use as litters.
Passengers came from all over. At least 52 were killed, including a group from Cedar Rapids and a family from Rhinebeck. More than 50 other passengers were injured.
It was reported in one newspaper that there was a man pleading that somebody just take his life. And his head was through a window, and they opened up the glass, or broke out the glass around, you know, tried to make it more comfortable, and part of his jaw fell off. It's just a horrific thing, and we see that today. Our first responders see it, our ambulance people see those type things, but it's not reported as it is today.
The site of the train crash is today along Abbott Avenue. A sign says historical marker right here on the Marshall-Tama County line.
There were trains coming into town where people were looking for their dead, looking for their injured. And so the city was overwhelmed with people coming in, and people opened up their homes.
Investigators never did determine a cause for the accident. The tracks are long gone and the tragedy largely forgotten. A former school psychologist in Green Mountain has been researching the crash for years. Robert Kerr is now an author, and his first novel goes back in time to the disaster of 1910.
I was just particularly taken in by the fate of this Dr. Elijah Jay, who was actually not on the train, but became one of the casualties of the train wreck through his own heroism. And it just really struck a chord with me, because it made it sound as though Marshalltown had really risen to the cause in a way like no other town in Iowa ever had.
The Marshall County Historical Society will remember the centennial of the crash with a special presentation on Sunday afternoon at the Fisher Community Center. In Marshalltown, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.